Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Daniel with ATC Knowledge, because I want to go ahead and welcome everyone to my third episode of this podcast. So for today's quote, I want to go ahead and discuss the mindset, and that is, once your mindset changes, everything on the outside will change along with it. What does that mean? Well, there are two types of mindsets. There are the negative mindset and a positive mindset. And something I want to go ahead and discuss pertaining to these two types of mindsets, 90% of the time, we tend to have a negative mindset. You know, it's easy to think about bad thoughts.
I suck at this. Bad shit happens.
Our mind goes automatically to thinking negative, or even when we have conversations or dialogue or narratives with someone, tend to go straight into negative mindsets if we're one of those individuals that don't practice that positive mindset. Now, we're going to go ahead and talk about positive mindset in a bit, but first, I wanted to go ahead and give you a military analogy. So we're out there in the rifle range, right? And we have our weapon system, and we get taught how to put that selector lever from safe to semi, right? And we do ready ups, right? When we grab our weapon system, we go up, we put it from safety to semi, and then we fire. And then we got to put it back on safe and then bring it down, right? We do that continuously over and over until we create that neurological pathway in order to automatically, without thinking, we put that weapon up, we shoot, we put on safe, and we bring it back down. We pretty much have our mind thinking negative. It's the same concept, but think about it going now to the positive side, right? Positive thinking. We don't do that too much positive thinking, and what happens is that when we do try to do positive thinking, it takes effort, right? We gotta train our minds, just like I talked about the analogy about bringing that weapon from safe to semi. Same concept goes, right? We gotta think positive thoughts over and over and over, so automatically our mind will set to itself to where we start thinking positively without any work at all. But again, like I said, we do it continuously, and just like that weapon system, it becomes ingrained in our head, in our brain, in our mindset, that, you know, it just becomes an automatic thing. So the moral of the story here is that if we shift and we continuously do good things, we start, you know, creating those positive thoughts, start doing things positive that influences others, or even focus on ourselves in a positive way, is gonna become an automatic thing. And then from there, the transformation begins. And then as you start thinking positive, you start doing things positively without even trying to do it. And that's where we need to go to. So again, I just want to go ahead and give you my perspective in the way I see doing things negatively over and over have created that easy way out and that effortless to go to that negative side. So understanding that positive mindset, it's important. So with that said, we're gonna go ahead, do a few quick jokes here since it's the holiday season, in order to get that positive mindset going. And obviously, laughter is a good way to get into that mindset. So we'll go ahead and start off with, what do you call an obnoxious reindeer? Give up. Rudolph. Okay. Not sure if that was a good one. What did the gingerbread man put on his bed? Give up. A cookie sheet. Oh, wow. That's just not funny. All right, here's the other one. What do snowmen eat for breakfast? What do snowmen eat for breakfast? Give up. An Ice Krispies. Wow. Got it. All right, and last joke. So, how do Christmas trees get ready for a night out? How do Christmas trees get ready for a night out? They spruce up. Oh, snap. Yep. Well, that's all I have for for the jokes. I don't think I want to keep going because I might end up getting bad comments. So I'm not going to continue moving forward. So those are my four jokes for the episode. Like I said, I find these jokes online. I guess I need to look for some better jokes, right? So thank you so much, everyone, for joining me on this episode. I really appreciate the support. And we'll continue doing this more often. Again, once a week, I will be publishing an episode. Some episodes will just be me. Others will be with a guest. So looking forward to the next episode with you. Thank you so much again for your support. And as always, I'll catch you on the next episode.